This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
And hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Here to Stay podcast. I'm your host, Chris Adams-Wall. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Mr. Paul Stewart. Paul and others who grew up in the gas plant in Laurel Park neighborhoods have had the opportunity to meet with members of the Hinds Rays development team over the past several months. They've shared their stories and experiences and their hope for this project and the future. Paul, now 76 years old, recounts the days when his family would house black baseball players who came to town for spring training.
Right over from here, halfway down the hill on Fifth Avenue, on the side of the Tropicana Field here was where we lived. That's what put me in the gas plant area, okay? But then when we moved out on 18th Street and 18th Avenue, my grandmother started back having ball players. But then we had, first we had like the Saints had players. We had a couple of players from the Dominican Republic that lived with us. When spring training started, that's when we started getting the heavyweights. This was a time when St. Petersburg was completely segregated. The black ball players could not stay in the hotels downtown with the white players because they didn't allow black people to stay in the hotels. They also couldn't eat in restaurants downtown. So they all ate at our table. And I was the only family member that ate with the ball players. I have little things like that I remember that was, you know, during that time. I remember, too, a guy named, his name was Bob Gibson. He was the number one pitcher for the Cardinals. And he came to the house. They just walked around the corner and came and ate dinner every day at the house. And there were several other ball players, but I remember the house was really a happy time when the Pirates came, because all of the black players, my family, only my grandmother and grandfather stayed in their bedroom, and myself. But my bedroom was way back in the back of the house, and I had twin beds in there. Well, Roberto Clemente was my roommate every time the Pirates came, and he was like one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. When he came in the afternoon from playing ball all day, my grandmother said he'd come in and go right out the back door, because me and my buddies, we had a field out back where we would play baseball. And we'd be out there playing, and then we'd look around. He's back there waiting for the ball to come to him. But he would coach us in about batting and about catching the balls and stuff like that. But he was like always so pleasant and so willing to do what he could to show you anything. He was already the most valuable player, but he was just learning English because he was from Puerto Rico. And at the time, what we'd do is we'd be in the room with the door closed, and he would have me teach him English as best I could, because he would describe situations that he had encountered during the day or something, and he'd say, how do I say that? And I would tell him how to say it in English, that type thing. And we would do that every night until my grandmother would knock on the door and say, y'all go to sleep in there. That was my experience with Roberto Clemente. He was something else, though. I might say he was my favorite. But they had another ball player with the prize called Stargell. Willie Stargell. Willie Stargell was so funny that you couldn't hardly eat your dinner because he kept you laughing the whole time. He was really a funny person, wonderful person. But I remember him being so funny, and he would keep everybody laughing the whole while we're eating dinner. He would keep everybody laughing.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits. Make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
I mean, I know what life was like for me when I was in 7th and 8th grade. I grew up a huge baseball fan, and I can only imagine what it was like having not only baseball players come in, but these superstars. I mean, what was that like for you as a kid?
When I was in 7th grade, there was a new shirt that had just come out called Banlons. Okay, and that was like all the guys was trying to save their money to get a Banlon, okay? And there was a guy named Leon Wagner. They used to call him Daddy Wag, I think, too, was his nickname. He also played for the Angels later on, and he was like their main home run hitter or so. But he had this Banlon that was like none we had ever seen, because it had like crochet up here, and he gave me that Banlon. And that was my first Banlon. And when I wore it to school, all the guys were like, where did you get that from? They had never seen a Banlon with crochet on it like that. So I was like, but Leon Wagner, he also gave me his first glove. When he left, he gave me the glove. And he wasn't using it anymore, but he still had it. But he gave it to me.
You also had Bill White stay with you, the first black National League president. He slept on your couch, right?
Bill White slept on the couch in the Florida room in the back of the house there. But that was also where the TV was, okay? And I had, at that time, my favorite program, period, was a program called Nightmare that came on Friday nights at 11 o'clock. And my grandmother said, well, you have to ask Mr. White if you can stay up and watch, if he'll let you watch the TV. Because he had to sleep right next to the TV almost or so. But he said, Paul, yes, you can stay up and watch your program. And he ended up watching it with me. He got the place that he was looking forward to seeing, Nightmare. But that was like the Frankenstein, vampires, Dracula, and there's Wolfman. Those were the kind of movies they had on Nightmare. Bill White would watch that with me every Friday night.
But this sounds like something that you looked forward to as a kid, right? You're thinking, oh, it's spring training and those guys are coming back to stay with us.
Yes, I was looking forward to them being there. I really enjoyed all of them being there, because there were times when, like when Roberto Clemente would come and play ball with us, the other players knew he would come out there, and some of them started coming out too. They would come out, so we'd have three or four Pirates playing ball with us at one time, okay? Things like that, it made it just unbelievable.
Obviously, all of this went down in the gas plant neighborhood. And now with plans to honor and recognize the history of that neighborhood, what excites you the most about this redevelopment project?
The thing that excites me the most about it is I'm so glad that I can be a part of it. And there were other promises made that were never fulfilled. So when this opportunity for me to be part of the Gas Plant Laurel group, I was more than happy to do it. And so far, it's been fantastic. And I'm looking forward to it happening. I hope I live to see it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story. And one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
What is it about it that does excite you the most, though? Is it the ballpark itself or just the fact that the neighborhood is going to be revitalized and redeveloped?
Well, the brochure that we got at one of the meetings about a month ago, that really put it in perspective of what it's going to be. There's a picture of what is the finished product supposed to look like, okay? And I said to myself, oh, this is going to be fantastic. The changes I've seen in this city, and it's been tremendous.
Well, we thank you so much, Paul. We can't thank you enough for joining us today, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for helping us relive some of those memories.
Okay. And if I can think of any more, I'll get in touch with you.
Okay. Please do.
Okay. I enjoyed it myself.
And we can't thank Paul Stewart enough for his time today on the Here to Stay podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes of Here to Stay wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chris Adams-Wall. We'll see you next time.